The Pacific chorus frog's call is ubiquitous in the Northwest, but the amphibians are having more and more trouble hearing themselves. Traffic is drowning them out. EarthFix reporter Courtney Flatt has more.
Chances are you've heard the Pacific chorus frog's call before. Its classic ribbit is featured in basically any movie that needs frog noise. During mating season, the chorus of
ribbit, ribbit, ribbit
attracts the females.
So if he's got a nice, deep, sexy voice, they'll find him more attractive.
Danielle Nelson, a doctoral student at Oregon State University, found that Pacific chorus frogs don't adjust their ribbits to the noise level around them. She collected sound from around the Willamette Valley and wildlife refuges to beat away from I-5. The traffic noises were drowning out the frogs' calls.
We can learn a lot from listening to the habitat around us. If animals are able to communicate, they're able to carry out the business of their everyday lives. And if they can't communicate with one another, then that is completely disrupted.
Nelson says the noise pollution could compound bigger problems amphibians face, like invasive species and habitat loss, and concrete walls or hedges could help keep things quieter. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.